Morning, HPR's Noe Tanigawa joins us with a slate of really interesting events kicking off. It's a feast to delight your ears and eyes. Good morning, Noe.
Right, and you don't even have to leave home to do it, right?
Yes.
Right. Planning to watch any movies this weekend? Well, the Sundance Film Festival's on. I mean, individual tickets are still available. Catherine, I've looked at the schedule of showings. It is super intimidating. Features, shorts, documentaries. And again, Hawaii's well represented. Good to see Kiara Lacey. She was part of the Sundance Indigenous Program. She's screening This Is the Way We Rise this year. It's her film about Native Hawaiian slam poet Jamaica Haole Mele'i Kalani Osorio. And then there's another feature everybody's looking forward to. Christopher Makoto Yogi did a Sundance Screenwriters Lab. His film, I Was a Simple Man, is on this year's agenda. So I think you've got an interview with him coming next week. That'll be fantastic because these and other talents are part of a growing maturity in Hawaii's film production. Taylor Chang, curator of film and performance at the Doris Duke, says there's kind of a natural evolution going on.
In the early days, you do see a lot more documentary work, a lot more nonfiction work. And it is about calling attention to the really hard truths in our community that people would rather look away from. And there's value to that. But as collectively, as like a filmmaking community evolves, once you have enough work that addresses that trauma in these different ways, you can move beyond that phase of how do we address these traumas and can actually start world building. And I think that's why we see an uptick in narrative filmmaking now, because now our filmmakers are practicing what it means to world build.
World build. That's interesting. World build.
And Chang says that shifts are happening in documentary film, too. They're getting more experimental in how to tell multiple sides of stories. And that's, you know, that's always the big challenge. The Doris Duke's a satellite screening partner for Sundance this year. It's a big honor. So they're hosting exchanges about Hawaii film history, Hawaiians in filmmaking, other areas. Check that program on the Honolulu Museum of Art Doris Duke Theater site. It's really cool. And, you know, in the local film scene, Georgia Skinner has been so important as chief of creative industries under the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism. She started their Creative Lab Media Incubation Program, and she said distributors are waking up to Hawaii's portfolio of film and digital media credits. She doubles down on broadband as key to the future, right? You broadcast Governor Ige saying that in the State of the State. That would allow collaboration across the islands and with international partners that would really open up. And Georgia Skinner credits Pacific Islanders in Communications. That's a group that you helped start, Catherine.
Yeah, well, we had helped resurrect, you know, that whole concept of helping to promote our pool of Pacific Island filmmakers. And, yeah, it's really nice to see the quality of productions that are coming out.
Well, you folks planted a seed that is definitely bearing fruit in the kind of product that's available now.
Pacific Islanders in Communications have done such a stellar job in getting our local work on PBS National. And so many of the filmmakers deserve such credit for being at this for a long time. Now we're seeing more narrative works and some comedy works that are also distributed on Amazon, Amazon Prime, some others, I believe, that are teeing up on Netflix. I believe Kiara Lacey has had some exposure there. So people are well aware. And as a state, you know, recently we've had an outreach from what I would call one of the major animated feature Academy Award winning houses that is, you know, we're looking for writers. And we were able to provide them with some direct contacts to people that have been through the Creative Lab program.
Non-disclosure. She couldn't tell me who exactly that was. Looking for talent here, but it's happening. And Skinner's excited about a film that's premiering today on Netflix. It's called Finding Ohana. She says the directors and writers collaborated closely with sources here. It's an action-adventure coming-of-age film. Finding Ohana is getting a lot of media buzz. It's starting today on Netflix, and you're going to hear behind-the-scenes stories about that later on in this program. So exciting to see about that.
Yeah, no, it's so nice and gratifying to see some of the productions coming up.
Oh, yeah. Now, there's something fresh for all of us to look forward to after lunch today, too. I just want to flag that for you. A new feature by Hawaii Opera Theater, HOT. It's called Opera Kanikapila. HOT Executive Director Andrew Morgan, you know, he's only been here a year when COVID hit. He says there was already an inkling in that very expensive opera world that their art form was going to have to change. Now, opera has a long history here in Hawaii. It goes back to the 1850s. And Morgan says HOT had already committed to connecting more with Hawaii stories and cultures, and then COVID came and ripped the Band-Aid off. Every company, he says, has had to figure out programming on the fly.
In opera, it's a mix of digital like we're doing and live performances that are in socially distanced settings, like the Detroit Opera created a production of Götterdämmerung, the final opera in the Ring cycle, cut down to like 40 minutes and done in a garage. So the drivers would drive through the levels and hear each scene as they would drive up the garage and then come back down. Atlanta Opera is doing stuff in a circus tent. There have been drive-in operas where the people drive in and they turn to an FM channel to listen to the music that's being performed live in front of them. The idea of opera canacapella is putting together an opera singer with a local artist, putting them together and letting them jam together. So there's a little bit of opera, there's a little bit of Taimani's amazing work as an ukulele player, her own compositions as well as arrangements she's done, and then they mash up things together on other pieces. There's so much creativity, and I hope we don't lose this. I don't think we will.
I'm excited about this one. Oh, gosh, the pairing of those two.
I know, those two particular great personalities. So that starts at 1 o'clock today, and you can still get tickets at the Hawaii Opera Theater website.
Yeah, definitely these COVID times are a challenge to our artists out there to be innovative, and it's pretty delightful.
Yep, our Hawaii artists are up to the challenge.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks so much, Noi.
Hey, thank you, Catherine. Happy Aloha Friday.
All right. Happy Aloha Friday. We have been talking with HPR's Noi Tanigawa. To check out her stories and the list of upcoming events, head to hawaiipublicradio.org.
Davanti agli occhi